Matthew chapter 11. I want to start reading in verse 29. Matthew 11, verse 29. Notice what Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus talks here about a yoke. The yoke, of course, is that piece of wood that connects two animals, that connects to a plow, that plows ground. Usually in that day, there were ox or donkeys that were used to hook up, to yoke up to the yoke, to pull the plow, to do the work. It's something about having a tool. If you're a mechanic, you know that specialized tool. Sometimes you cannot do the job if you don't have the tool. If you've ever tried to use a pair of pliers for a screwdriver, you'll know. Just doesn't quite work. Somehow I'll think I'm out in the building. I got to go all the way inside to get the tool. I can just use this. It'll work just as good. 30 minutes later, I'm going to the house to get the tool. And 5 minutes later, the job is done. There's something about having the right tool that has nothing to do with my message at all, but it's true. Jesus said, yoke up in my yoke. That's not all he said. Now, a yoke in the Bible speaks of several different things. It speaks of a burden. You can understand that. That load of the yoke, that load of pulling, that digging into the ground, the rocks and all. There's a burden. There's a load. Leviticus 26, verse 13, God talks about to his people Israel, I broke your yoke when I set you free of the bondage of Egypt. And that yoke speaks of a bondage. 1 Kings chapter 12 talks about a grievous yoke. Also speaks of a heavy yoke. A yoke can speak of a load. But Jesus said, my yoke is light. My yoke is easy. I have always struggled, to be honest, with that picture of being yoked in with Jesus. For I think, and I think I'm right, that it is not me and Jesus as a team. Because I don't contribute anything. It is him. It is him working. It is his power. It is his moving. And all I am is a participant. All I am is a recipient. But if you look at this fact, it's exactly what Jesus said. We are in the same yoke. But I want to let you know, since I'm in the yoke with you, your burden's going to be light. You ain't going to be pulling the load. I will not look at you at the end of the row and say, we sure did do that, didn't we? Thank you for your help. Oh, no, no, no. We'll look at him and say, oh, look what you did. It's all because of you. His yoke is easy. His load is light because we're yoked up with him. Now, the Pharisees, the religious bunch, they thought they had a better idea. And they had that yoke of the law, all those rules and regulations. And as though the Old Testament law wasn't enough, they added a bunch of other regulations. Now it's called the Talmud. Over 1,000 pages of man-made rules to explain what God said in the Old Testament. And these Pharisees during Jesus' day, they had their system of works. They, in other words, said the Old Testament law tells you what to do. We're going to tell you how to do what God said to do. So they added their rules and their regulations. Do you understand what I'm saying? The yoke is getting heavier. The burden's getting more difficult. Just for an example, their regulations that they added to the Word of God, the Old Testament. Now, God said, honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. Good enough. But that's not good enough for them. They added just for the Sabbath days 600 regulations to explain what God said. And they are saying, if you want to please God, you got to do it this way. Burden, burden, burden. Wait, wait, wait. Keeping all these rules. Listen to me. To not only be a good person, but to please God. They are saying, if you want to please God, if you want to have favor with Him, you got to do all these rules. The burden, the burden, the burden. And Jesus said, my burden's not like that. My yoke's not like that. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. I'll tell you one thing, I like His yoke better than theirs. And today, the same truth. So many people are saying, if you want to please God, if you want to have a hope of heaven, you got to keep all the rules. Got to make sure you do this and do that and do this. A burden, a burden, a burden. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light because you get into it through repentance and faith. Just believe and recognize you're a sinner. Confess that sin, repent of that sin, and believe on me and ask me to forgive you, and you are in my yoke and heading to heaven. I like His way better. And that, by the way, is the right way. I'm talking this morning. I have not yet even gotten to my point. I'm talking about learning by living. Learning by living. Now, Jesus talks about my yoke and my burden, His yoke and His burden being easy and light. But the burdens of the law and the burdens of the Philistines were heavy. John says later on in 1 John 5:3, His commandments are not grievous. He does not say, you're going to keep my rules, you're going to do it my way, or you're going to hell. What He does say is, if you'll confess your sin and ask me to save you, you're going to heaven. Now, after that, surely, I want you to live right. That's what I'm talking about if I get to it this morning. Learning by living. Notice what He says there. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Such an interesting phrase. Learn of me. Now, I like the first word. I love the learn. I wish I'd caught on to this when I was going through school, where I wouldn't have to wonder, how in the world do I do these things? How do all these participles and all this junk go together now? What in the world about history? There's a whole lot of things I supposed to learn that I did not learn, but I love to learn now. And if you talk about learning, my ears perk up. I want to know something. I want to, hey, if you can teach me how to learn, I'm ready to listen. And He says, learn of me. Oh, you're talking about learning from Him. I'm all for that. Now, some people, they ain't got enough sense to teach me what they know, because what they know ain't worth nothing. I don't want to learn from them. But you talk about learning from the Lord. But there's more involved than learning from me. There's to learn of me. It literally means if you will come to me, I will give you something. You won't come to me and listen and go away the same. Learn of me. It literally means to take away. He says, I will give you something worthwhile if you'll come to me. I like that because there's been some times that I have listened to people and I didn't go away with much. And there have been times you listened to me and you wondered, why in the world did I even show up today? But not with him. Learn of me. You will take away something that is useful and valuable, something you needed. He'll help us learn. I'm talking this morning about learning by living. Now, how do we learn? We learn, I'll use the word, by examination. You get a book and you read. You get on Google and get informed. You read the instruction manual. You read the directions. You are learning by somebody else telling you what to do and how to do it. And that's beneficial. And that is good. We learn by examination, but we also learn not only by examination, we learn by experience. Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. He didn't learn that in a book. He learned it by walking life. He learned it by experience. So we learn by examination. I can get a book about America, and I can read every word and get informed. I have learned. Or I can get in my car, and I can go through America and stop at little cities and stop at big cities and go and get a job and meet the people and go on the farm and experience that and go in the city and experience that. I can learn by examination reading the book about America, or I can go and experience and really learn. So some things we learn and some things we really learn. We don't really learn it until we've experienced it. Some of you can say this morning, we can trust God. And you read that in the Bible. And it's true. But some of you can say, we can really trust God. Because you didn't just get it from the Bible, which is great. You got it through experience. And you know. You don't just know. You really know. I can trust my God. Because I know he has taken care of me in my experience. You have learned by experience. And God wants us to learn by living. Learn by experience. And that hurts. And that's hard. And that's difficult. But remind yourself, Jesus said, if you want to choose, you better choose my way, because my way is easier than the other way. And my way is a whole lot lighter than the other way. Hey, I've tried the other way. I've tried all that mess. And I remember how heavy it was and how I thought I was having a good time. Wake up about dead the next day. I'm telling you, God's way is better. I'm talking this morning about learning by living. He said, come and learn of me. And then he tells us how to do it. He says, take my yoke. Learning by living first. And if I get through this point, I'll be doing good this morning. You took too long on the introduction. Y'all didn't listen fast enough. How do we learn by living? We learn by living, and it involves lifting our load. Look, take my yoke. Now, he is saying to all of us, I want to teach you something. Listen to this. I want to teach you how to live in the world you're in. Got my attention right now. He says, I want to tell you, you can read the book. Right here it is. I recommend it. But there's some things you are going to have to learn by living it. You don't get it even by reading the Bible. You get it by living it, and there's no other way. And he says, we learn by living, by lifting our load. He says, take my yoke. This involves learning. He said, take my yoke. And even though he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, it's a whole lot better than the other side. There's not that bondage, there's not that grievance, there's not that weight, there's not that burden. Even though it is lighter and even though it is easier, it is still a yoke. There is a load to lift. There is something we are to do. I am not signing up. I am not applying for a position for the CEO of a company. We are not putting our name in for a high-paying, high-ranking job. We are volunteering to be a part of a yoke of labor, of the lowest of the lows. That means, that yoke itself means submission, surrender, a yielding, a lowering, not pride, not arrogance. Give me the job where everybody notices me. A lot of people sign up for that. But for something that somebody may never notice, never show they appreciate you, that line's short. But that's what Jesus said. If you want to learn, I'll tell you how you learn. You learn by living, and you learn it by first signing up to be my servant. Lift your load. Realize there is something I want you to do by saying, yoking up with his yoke means I am no longer in charge of my life. I am hooked up with him. And he is the one guiding the plow. He is the one to decide what field to go to and how the rows are laid out. He is the one that decides the direction. He's the one that decides the speed we do it. He is the one in charge. All I am is submitting to him. That's how I learn to live. First, by lifting your load. By realizing it is his way and not yours. Brakes, whoa, stop. There's a whole lot of believers that ain't even got this far. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure how many of us have gotten this far. To where we say every day, this is your day, God, not mine. This is your will, not mine. It's your plan, not mine. Your goal, not mine. Your desire, not mine. The first thing he says about learning how to live is, you got to understand, this is my life. You don't even belong to yourself. I own you. But he says, if you want to read ahead, it gets good at the end. But before we get to the good end, we got to lift the load. got to sign the dotted line. You don't even know what you're signing up for. You got to say, Lord, my life belongs to you. I am hooking in with your yoke. You're in charge. I'm just here. I want to say I'm just along for the ride, but that'll make it sound like I don't do nothing. But my part, your part, is submission. If he wants to go left, I am not. I am not for a second. I am not in the most minute of ways resisting it. I may really, 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 really want to go right. But if he's going left, being in his yoke means I go with him. Submission. Surrender. I'm talking about living to learn. And before we can live as we learn, we got to learn how to lift our load. It's your life, God. It's not mine. That means we need to know his will. Got a question. I think it's a good one. Do you know what he wants from your life? Do you know why you're here? I'm talking about in this world. Do you want to know why you breathe God's air this morning? Do you know why? I don't know, but I don't have to know for you. Do you know? I'm talking about lifting our load. I got to do what he wants me to do. But what in the world does he want me to do? Do you know what he wants you to do? He said, lift your load. But he says, hook in with my yoke. What does God expect? What does God demand of you? Do you know? What does God expect out of mankind? What does God demand or expect out of his people? The Lord talked about to his people, what does the Lord require of thee? And he explains it. What does the Lord require of his people? What am I supposed to be doing? What does he want me to do? Ephesians 5:17. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, Shoemakerology explains that verse this way. Do you want to be dumb? Huh? I ain't signing up for that. I enrolled in that class too often already. He says, don't be unwise. Don't be dumb. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. He says, if you don't want to be dumb, you better find out what God put you in this world for. Ephesians 5:10 says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. That word proving means examination. It literally means put to the test. And he said, we are to examine. We are thoroughly to research. We are to look at it closely and determine what is the Lord's will, what is acceptable unto the Lord. Acceptable means this, well pleasing. What will it take? What does God desire of you that will make him pleased for your life? That's what we're talking about. That's lifting our load. Doing what God desires. Paul said in Romans 12:1, we all know the verse, that we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Same thing, worded a different way. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Paul said, give your body as a living sacrifice. Same thing, submit it all. Next verse in Romans 12:2 says, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He says, I ain't even going to tell you what I want. Listen to this. until you tell me you'll do it. That sounds like the jobs of today. Give me the time when you go into a business, sit down with a man and say, here I am, do you like me good enough to hire me? But by the way, I want you to tell me what I'm going to do when I get here. Because if I don't like what I got to do, I ain't signing up. But God's not that way. He said, I want you to sign up and you don't even know what I want. But he says, if you'll really sign up, if you'll submit, if you'll crawl into that yoke, I'll show you exactly what I want. You can't reverse that. You can't say, God, what do you want? I'll decide. No. Huh? He says, you decide, then I'll tell you. But as I've said already, you can trust him. Because he says, if there's something he wants us to do, he says, I just won't tell you what to do. I'll equip you. I'll enable you. I'll do it through you. I like that. Talking this morning about living by learning. Talking right now about lifting our load. We got to learn. Hey, I'm sliding into this yoke. There's a part of this about me. I have to do my part. To be honest, compared to what he's doing, I ain't doing much of nothing. But I am doing this. If it works, submitting. Submitting to what? That's what I'm asking you. What does God want out of your life? Many times we just do not know. 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are come out into the world. What in the world did I read that verse for? Because of this. In living life, in pulling in this yoke with the Lord, there's a whole lot of wackos that'll try and tell you how to do it. And while I'm struggling and I'm searching and I'm wanting to know what God wants me to do, I sure don't need somebody who don't even know nothing. I know that's bad English, Carol. I'm sorry. But I still don't know nothing. Somebody, I don't know nothing. I sure don't want somebody who knows less than me to tell me what to do. I almost left this out. But I think I needed to say it for this reason. Be careful who you listen to. Right. When I first got saved, I listened to everybody. And I felt like a termite in a yo-yo. There are some people on the radio, some people on TV, somebody with a CD, somebody with the online that you do not need to listen to. Right. They're going to mess you up worse. Don't listen. Okay, done with that. I'm talking about right now, lifting my load, but what in the world is my load? How do I know my load? I know this. First, I got to submit. Before I even find out what it is, I got to submit. What we do, we make plans. We do this, we do that. And then we ask God to bless what we have designed and what we are doing. No. We need to say, Lord, what do you want? And then when we do what he wants, he will bless it. Lift our load. Not learning to live. Lifting our load. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast of that which is good. He said, examine everything that comes to your life closely and hold on to the things that are good. The word literally means moral, right? That makes sense to me. It means to hold on to it. It has the idea of our focus. Our focus held on to that that is good and godly. In our searching for God's will, where we fit in this yoke, in this lifting of our load, we have to say, what does God want? Let me examine all that's going on and the things that God shows me that are right and moral and pure. Hold on to that. Talking about lifting our load. Hold fast. Philippians 1:10. That ye may approve the things that are excellent. Again, this looking at, searching at. What does God want? What is this? What did I just sign up for, this yoke? What is my load? He said, that ye may approve things that are excellent. I like even saying that word, excellent. You know what that means? It means if you will find out what God wants from you, and you will do what He wants you to do daily, it is the best thing that you could ever experience in this thing called life. God's will is the best. It's not only good. It's not only gooder. It's not only real good. It is the best. So it sounds to me like I need to find out what He wants. If what He wants is the best thing for me. That's what we're talking about. Learning by living. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:28, listen, but let every man examine himself. You know what Paul's saying? You know what the Lord's saying? He is saying, I want you to just stop right here. I want you to hold on just a minute. And I want you to take a good look at your life. I want you to take a good look at your heart. I want you to take a good look at your motives. I want you to examine yourself. You know what that means? It means I am to check up and say, how am I doing with this load, with this yoke? How am I doing? Examine yourself. And Paul also talks about examining our work. In other words, don't compare yourself with somebody else. You know what? I can find people that's doing worse than me. Sometimes I have to look pretty hard, but I can find somebody doing worse than me. But I can sure find a whole lot of people doing better than me. So we are not supposed to examine ourselves and determine how we're doing by how we compare to others. We are to examine ourselves and compare how we're doing according to the book, the Bible. Uh-oh. Ouch, that hurt. But he said, if you're going to lift your load, if you're going to get in this yoke of me, if you're going to learn by living, you got to first submit to it. Submit to what? Find out. And then as you're living and as you're learning and as you're going through life, keep examining yourself to make sure you're still in there. You haven't deviated. You're not holding him back. You're not trying to control things. You're not messing up. Talking about lifting our load, sliding in there with the Lord with this yoke he's talking about. Because I sure do want to learn from him. What I was saying before, Galatians 6:4, but let every man prove his own work, not the work of others. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace. You know what he's saying? When you hook up into that plow, when you hook up to that yoke, as you're walking with the Lord, as you're living life, I want you to improve. Grow in grace. I want you to learn. I want you to learn how to trust me more. I want you to learn how to say the right thing instead of the wrong thing. I want you to learn how to love your enemies. I want you to learn what I am trying to teach you by walking with me. I want you to grow. So many believers are stuck. We ain't grown an inch. We hadn't developed hardly a bit in the last 10 years. He said in this, we're walking. We ain't standing still. We're on the go. He wants us to grow in grace. I'm about lifting your load, getting in there with the Lord, learning how to live, learning how to live by living. 2 Thessalonians 3:13 says, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. the Lord knows us. And he says, I know the time will come when the load seems heavy, even though I told you it was light. In this path we're walking, this road we're plowing, there'll be some difficult times. Hard to understand, hard to face. And he says, I just want to remind you right now, don't stop. Be not weary in well-doing. Don't let the weariness of the journey stop you. Keep on going. Keep on trusting me. And especially when it gets hard, we need to trust him. Then the last thing, we will be held accountable for how we've hooked in with him. The Lord said through Paul, the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now we've come a long way with this yoke, and we ain't even started the journey. He says, first, I got an easy and a light way. But a part of that is you got to yoke up with me. And you have to be willing to yoke up with me before I even tell you where we're going or what you're going to do. That's called surrender. That's called trust. That's called faith. That's called yielding. But it's a good one. And then he says, I just want to tell you, I have a will for your life. And as you're walking, you will be learning more and more about what I want. And every once in a while, in fact, pretty much constantly, I want you to keep a check on yourself. And I want to remind you, there's going to be hard times. There's going to be rocks in that road. And it's going to be hard. It seems like you're not making any progress. And sometimes he'll take you to a field that is so dry and so barren, you wonder why in the world we're doing here. It is a waste of time, but he's the one in charge of the pile. He's the one in charge of the oaks. So you go. But then he says, I want to remind you, when the plowing's done and the harvest is over, we're going to gather around. We're going to have us a conversation. We're going to talk this over. And the things you did for me in submission and yielding to me, I'm going to give you a reward. But the times you were stubborn and hard-headed and resistant, you thought you knew better, you're going to lose rewards you could have gained. So it sounds to me like we need to learn how to live. And you know what? I ain't got time to tell you because I'm done. I guess it's as good a place to stop as any. We want his blessings, and he says, I got them for you. But we get his blessings by obeying him. And we lose his blessings by not obeying.